Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to British Tech Missy here on the British Tech Network. You guessed it, my name is Missy, and I am your go-to tech girl for all those burning tech questions for which you can find answers nowhere else. Trust me, if you've got tech questions, I've got answers. Well, speaking of tech gear, does my voice sound a little different? Does it sound a little better different? Well, it should, and do you know why? I'll tell you why. Because of this. Hold on. Ta-da! It's my brand new podcasting microphone. This should sound really different because my mouth is right next to the microphone. That's right. I ordered a brand new microphone. I ordered the white. It only came in white or black, which was kind of disappointing. I mean, come on, we can put a man on the moon, but we can't make a pink podcasting microphone. What the what? Anyway, so when I got it back home, I decided to decorate it. And I did have little cute little flowers, like stickers. I had some roses and bluebells, but they fell off. So I ended up just tying a really pretty purple ribbon with a bow around it, and I just think it makes a world of difference. You know, just because I am your go-to tech girl, just because we are immersed in the world of tech doesn't mean we can't be fashionable. Hold on. I'm trying to get it back on the stand. Oh. Can't get it up. Come on, stay up, stay up, stay up, stay up. Now it's turning. I think my stand is broken. I know it's not me. Okay, there. We did it. If I don't move, I think I'm gonna be okay. So hopefully today's tech advice will come to you much clearer than usual. Shall we get started? Let's. All right. My first question, dear Missy, I'm really, really hoping you can help me with my dilemma. I can. I just purchased a brand new iPhone, and while the time is accurate, I noticed that after a couple of weeks, the date on the phone is one day ahead. Can this be fixed, or should I take the phone back to the store? Thank you so much in advance, Stanley of Staffordshire. Stanley, this is actually an easy fix. And trust me, I know when you buy a product, especially an Apple product, you want it to work. You don't want there to be problems. But this date thing, it happens. It does happen. And you know, it's kind of a mystery why it happens. I don't think anybody's really figured it out. But the solution is very easy. Now, if it's a brand new iPhone, it means that you have Siri. I have Siri too. And what happens with Siri is, of course, Siri has different Siri options. You can set Siri to different voices. So you can have an American sounding Siri, or a British sounding Siri, or an Australian sounding Siri. I wish there was a Captain Kirk Siri. Oh, could you imagine? Would that be the best if you asked a question and you had Captain Kirk giving you the reply? Well, you know, William Shatner, but come on, he's Kirk. That would be the best. I would love that. Okay, but anyway, here's the story with Siri, and this is something Stanley of Staffordshire, that a lot of people won't tell you, but I will. And that is, if you set the Siri voice to talk in the voice of a country that you're not living in, Siri is absolutely no help at all. In fact, if I set my phone to speak in the British Siri and I ask it to tell me where the closest Starbucks is, it won't know. It'll tell me the closest Starbucks in England. I mean, what? What was Apple thinking? Aren't we supposed to be just one great big planet of love, of tech love? And yet the British Siri can't handle telling me the closest Starbucks to me? You know, I bet if my fabulous British tech boys were here, they would tell me. So why can't Siri? Makes no sense at all. I think someone at Apple has a lot of explaining to do. I'm not judging. I'm just saying. But here's the deal, Stanley. If you set it to the British Siri, as I have done, as you well know, England compared to the United States is kind of in the future because of the time difference. It's kind of like future England, right? I think they're 7 hours from me, 7 hours ahead. So what's happening is that Siri thinks it's actually tomorrow. Do you see where I'm going with this? But it's not tomorrow. Like right now, it's 11. Okay, well, it wouldn't be tomorrow in England today right now because it's only 11. So if that was 7 hours ahead, it would be 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It would be 6 at night. It would be dinner time. So actually, England, although it's future England now, it's not tomorrow England. It's still today England. It's just later in today of in the day England to now in the States. So it wouldn't work because your phone would still be showing the same day. But later today, it will be tomorrow in England, and that could just totally throw off your phone. You're Stanley of Staffordshire. That means I don't think we have a Staffordshire here in the States. That means you're already in England. So that whole Siri thing's not gonna work for you. Okay, all is not lost. Let me tell you what to do. Stanley, just turn off your phone right now. As soon as you listen to this, turn your phone off. Okay? And what you're gonna do is you're gonna stay up kinda late till around midnight. Hope you're a coffee drinker, Stanley. You're gonna need that Starbucks to stay awake. Because what you're gonna do is turn the phone off and then at 12:01 the next day, turn it back on. And what you will have done is allowed your iPhone to catch up. You will have allowed it to catch up time-wise so that when you turn it on at 12:01, there you go. All your dates are correct now. See how easy that is? Now, if it's backwards a day, then you might need to leave with your phone and maybe fly to the States, and that will allow that to catch up. But you know what? We're not gonna cross that bridge till we get to it, right, Stanley? Thank you so much for your question and happy iPhoning. Shall we continue? Let's! All right, the next question. Dear British Tech Missy, I have a problem. Well, you came to the right place. I love to go online and play games, me too, and visit unusual sites. But I've noticed unusual sites. But I've noticed that my computer is acting slow. I used to be able to play Zuma. I love Zuma! It's where that little thing in the middle, it's like a, kind of looks like a gargoyle, but not. I don't know what you'd call it. And he shoots balls out of his mouth. And he goes, Zuma! I love that game. But now it takes forever. Can you help me? Frustrated of Essex. Yes, frustrated of Essex. I can help you. And again, just like with Dear Stanley of Staffordshire, this is a very, very easy fix for you. When you use the computer to go online and surf the web, that's kind of a little tech slang for you, what you want to do is make sure that you have the most updated versions of everything. We talked a little while ago about updated operating systems. You're going to want the most updated keyboard, your most updated mouse, the most updated USB cords, those the little cords that plug in the back of your computer. They're spelled U, S, and then a B. You know, and you want to make sure that those cords, those USB cords, are the most, the newest and most up-to-date. Well, one thing a lot of people won't tell you, but I will because I'm your go-to tech girl, is that you want to make sure that you are running the most updated version of the internet. So when you sign on, wherever your computer takes you, whether it's to apple.com or msn.com or bbc.com or yahoo.com or I don't know, does anyone even use AOL anymore? I don't know, but if you use AOL, wherever your computer takes you, you want to make sure that you have the most current and up-to-date online that there is. You want to make sure that your computer is running the latest internet version out there. And if it's not, then just simply upgrade. It's that easy. Now, you might need to shut off your computer when you upgrade your internet. And so make sure you save that Zuma game because you don't want to lose your high score, although I'm pretty sure it's not as high as mine. Just saying. But you want to make sure that you've saved all your important things. And then simply restart your computer and everything will be upgraded. Everything will be up to date and you will be playing Zuma without a hitch. All right. Thanks so much, Frustrated of Essex. I hope that advice helped you be unfrustrated of Essex. All right, guys. It looks like there's time for one more question. Dear British Tech Missy, please help me. Oh, those cries for help, they get me right in the gut. Well, not literally, but, you know, it makes me sad. My boyfriend and I share a computer. Oh, that's nice. It's like tech love, which is great. It is great. But I've noticed a problem after he's done using it. Oh, when I go to history, nothing is there. Oh, it's like it's all been erased or something. I don't want to say anything to him because I don't want him to feel bad. Oh, I don't want him to feel bad either. But I'm not able to access any previously accessed sites. Ah, that's a mouthful. Now, this only happens after he's been alone with the computer, either in the bedroom or the garage, or after I've gone to sleep. Is there a problem with the computer or with my boyfriend? Perplexed of Pennsylvania. Oh, perplexed. Actually, you're gonna get a kick out of the answer, I think, to this question. And I know this because I had a girlfriend of mine who, let's just call her Susan, who went through the same thing. And she would come home, and when she would leave her, she had a laptop, and when she would leave the laptop and she'd come home from work and her boyfriend had been on it, she noticed that all the history sites were gone. It was like he had never used it, but she knew he did. You know, she went to bed early and she'd been on the computer, and then he got on it and she got up in the morning, all the history sites were gone. It was like a black hole of the internet or something. She couldn't figure out why. You know, he would stay up late. Sometimes he'd be in the garage with the computer And she would just wonder what was going on. And she was a little concerned. You know, computers are expensive. She wanted to make sure that nothing was happening to it. And he seemed happy enough. It didn't seem to bother him in the least. In fact, the nights that he was on it, he slept really, really well. So she confronted him one day. Susan did. And he fessed up that the sites he was visiting were indeed secret. And do you know why? Because he was visiting jewelry sites, he told her. That's right. He had been wanting to get her a really special secret gift. So he'd been visiting really nice jewelry sites, looking at different pieces of jewelry for her, but he didn't want her to know it. So as soon as he was done with the computer, he completely erased all the history sites. Isn't that clever? And sure enough, within a week, she got the most beautiful necklace from him, from one of those sites. Isn't that wonderful? So perplexed of Pennsylvania, don't worry about it. What I would do is just sit back and wait until he presents you with this beautiful gift. And if he doesn't, and this continues, here's a little tip, girlfriend to girlfriend, you might want to give him a little nudge and ask him about the history sites. That's what my girlfriend did. And I promise you, as soon as he does that and he knows the cat's out of the bag, boom, you'll get your beautiful piece of jewelry in no time. Okay, but don't tell him we talked. We'll just let it be our little secret. All right. Well, guys, it looks like by the old clock on the Mac, it's time for me to wrap up today. As always, I'd love to send a huge, ginormous thank you to UK2.net for providing the bandwidth that gets me to you every single week, or every other week if I've been busy. Sorry about that. UK2.net is running some fantastic specials for all of our British tech listeners. I don't know them, but you can go to the British Tech website where they have all the special fancy handy dandy codes that you can use, and there's stuff like free and half off. I know a sale when I see one. I know a good deal. I am your go-to tech girl, and I can't recommend UK2.net enough. And as always, you can send your questions to me at my brand new email address. Thank you, Ewan Rankin, which is BritishTechMissy@gmail.com. No answer is too hard. No answer is too silly. Send them all to me and I will take care of them for you. And until next time, I send you lots of tech, love, and kisses. Bye.